Puddles in the morning, puddles in the evening, puddles in the afternoon. Well, I'm a puddle boy and she's a puddle girl. The Puddles podcast is starting real soon.
All right, welcome to Puddles. It's your host, Andrew Collin, joined by my co-host,
Brenna LaRocque. Your dad made fun of the way I said Brenna LaRocque the other day.
She goes, Brenna LaRocque.
But he did it in the best way. It was so funny to me.
You're holding your mic. Interesting. Oh.
My mom commented on how you guys hold your mic. She was like, aren't they heavy?
Yeah.
So I want to get, we should use the mic stands again.
No. Nope.
Yeah. We'll get one mic stand and use it for Brenna.
Nope. I like it like this.
I like it like that. She bring it back.
She know how to act back. Slow motion for me.
Slow motion for me. I feel like we should bring back the Margaritaville machine because this time it would make so much more sense. Like, wouldn't that be great? Have the little blue table, Margaritaville machine behind us.
I know. I spent thousands of dollars. Well, maybe not thousands.
No, it was thousands.
To make an aesthetic that made it feel like you were outdoors. The whole time we could have just... We're recording outdoors, by the way, and we're in... I bought these badass chairs. It's not a plug, from Amazon for $85, and it's changed our whole backyard. If you have a backyard and you don't have a chair where you can lay back, it changes everything. I feel like a billionaire now.
I feel like a retiree.
Honestly.
I came out here this morning, read a book, drank my coffee.
The problem is once you sit in this chair, the work output is, I'm sorry.
There's been so many helicopters going over our place.
Yeah, it's probably our neighbor from across the street, probably stabbed someone else. We haven't had any run-ins with the neighbor, but yeah, these chairs are really changing our lives. I'm making this whole backyard my man cave because, well, we live in a tiny home. So we have the outdoor kitchen area. I got a chipping and putting green coming.
We got to get a grill. Our landlord said, feel free to, you know, add as much as we want back here. So I'm going to plant some jalapeno peppers. Mm-hmm. And, you know, just grill. Maybe just get a George Foreman. That's enough for me.
Yeah, at some point they're going to be like, okay, enough. Like, stop trying so hard. Like, we actually have a better section of the yard than they do.
Yeah, we do. We're hashtag blessed.
We went hiking yesterday. It's called Leones.
Los Leones.
Los Leones. And
it's in Malibu.
In Malibu. We go on TikTok, and this is how we figure out where to eat. We just type in best hike, and then I went to ChatGPT. We make no decisions on our own. But then it's always like the cheesiest shit on TikTok. It's like, come with me on a hike through Malibu. You're going to start off, you're going to see some little flowers on the left, and then you're going to see a waterfall that's not really a waterfall.
I feel like most of the time we look up things on TikTok and we go to do them, they're really not all that.
Yeah,
it's made up to be. But this time it fulfilled our expectations and then some.
Yeah, it was unbelievable.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, you forget when you live in LA that there are these just mountains by you that overlook the water where you could go away and like literally like just completely restart. And we end up sounding exactly like the TikTok. It's like, and then you can just feel refreshed and you can forget about all your past trauma.
God, I just love LA for that, though. Like, people are so cliche when they say, I just go outside and I just feel like my best self. And I really do. It's true.
I know. We went on a hike. We saw dogs hiking. This dog walker had like 9 dogs and one of them went in the water with its Labrador. And it was like the most like... There's no worry in the world when you're seeing a dog put his head in water in a waterfall in the middle of a mountain. And you're like, why do I stress? This guy is this fucking Labrador is living the life.
Right.
I need to be the Labrador.
Right.
All I wanted to be is a lab putting my head in the water. And then we got to the very top of the hike. Then there was a second hike. And all we're doing is we're trying to walk off. We hike, we eat shitty, and then we we hike until we feel like we've walked it off.
Dude, yeah. We went to a big dinner the night before.
Yeah, we went to Din Tai Fung.
Din Tai Fung. And I said, hey, babe, this is my rent contribution for the month, so I'm paying. And Andrew said, let me order 2 plates of sesame noodles, 20 wontons, some pork buns, some chocolate little croissant things. I don't know. It was the best, one of the best dinners we've had in LA. And part of the reason it was so great is because the service was outstanding. And you don't get good service in LA anymore.
The middle of my order, you're like, okay, I'll split the rent. I didn't realize you were going to get fucking 90 sesame noodles. I mean, it was unbelievable, the food. I mean, it really lived up to the hype. I don't know. It's the spicy wonton, the soup dumpling. I love a soup dumpling. Whatever is, when you get a fucking soup dumpling, it just your thirst and your hunger at the same time.
And you get that little bit of carb.
Oh, and it's like a little surprise in there. And it's always too hot, the first one. And then you go, and then you take another bite.
My mouth is watering.
I know, so is mine. And then they had these dessert dumplings with chocolate in the middle of a dumpling, where I can't describe how far I had to hike for it to go away. So we just kept hiking, and we kept going. And next thing you know, we're at like mile 7, maybe? You know? Weren't we? Close to that.
Mile 7?
No?
You think we hiked 7 miles yesterday?
No, like there and back. Like if we were going to go. Okay, you're right. We were probably a mile.
Dude.
We were at half a mile? Where were we at?
In total, we hiked 4.5 miles.
Okay. I was way off.
So far.
I think the
7 miles one way?
Okay. What? 7 miles, it would have been there and back if we finished the full 2 hikes. But yeah, anyhow. Yeah, we just kept going until we didn't feel like we earned it or that we burned it off. And then
it turns out we asked somebody who at, you know, around the time when we turned around, and he said that he thinks it's an 11-mile hike total, which I don't think it's 11 miles because there was no signage, but I really want to do the full hike sometime.
I do too. Well, yeah. Next time we what?
I don't know, nothing.
What happened?
You said, I did too. And I said, I do too.
I did too. You know what? I did too. I mean, we really are turning into LA trash. We just spent the first 10 minutes talking about a hike, making fun of it, and then being exactly what... I'm sorry, folks. I used to eat trash off the Brooklyn streets and make fun of my fucking dry cock. And now I'm talking about hiking until I walk off a dumpling. Dude. What the fuck are we doing?
Dude, LA changes you and you don't even know it.
You keep saying LA. It's driving me crazy.
LA? Dude. And when you live in LA?
Dude, you got to stop. People in like fucking...
Saying anything about living in LA, it feels the same as when you say my fiance.
Yes.
It's so like, shut the fuck up. That's what it is. Shut up.
I'm sorry. If you made it to this minute... I apologize for the first 8 minutes of this podcast. Fiance, LA, hike, we're sorry. We fucking suck.
Here's my favorite part about living where we live is that Andrew and I are changing together.
We are, dude, but we gotta fight it, I think.
No, we should lean into it. We should live in the culture. It makes us happy. Who fucking cares?
We're happy. I'm gonna be Buddha. I'm going to be sitting there and be like, but what are jokes? Who cares about funny and like being and hating things?
Yeah, God. This week or this morning, I was just bitching about how people take things so seriously, and it makes me so mad. Like, I hate how seriously people take life.
While you are being serious about those serious people.
Correct.
You're like, can you believe this person's taking
a stand?
While I take a stand? I mean, we need another hike, obviously.
When people have opinions about things I don't have opinions about, it really grinds my gears.
Really grinds my gears. Yeah, dude, we sound like foodies. Yeah, but I don't know. There are the food was great. I don't know. We're trying to cook more at home, but that's, you know.
It makes going out so much better, though.
What are you doing? Jesus Christ. Brenna's trying to fix our fucking chairs.
Oh, I got it.
Eventually, we're just going to be fully sleeping.
Dude.
If you're watching on YouTube or if you're listening.
Our poor YouTube fans, every week the background changes.
I think they
love
it.
It's something exciting. It's something to look forward to.
Yeah.
Okay.
Until you guys all subscribe to our Patreon and give us the money we need to rent a studio.
Yes.
This is how we succeed happily.
Subscribe to our Patreon so we could get one more chair. I mean, eventually we're just going to be living outside, talking in the mics that aren't even on, and we're just going to be homeless. But until then.
Yeah, if we live here long enough and keep living the lifestyle we are, we will eventually end up in a box on the side of the street.
But then we'll be fully happy with no jokes and just really enjoy the cardboard we're living in.
Yeah.
Yeah. I don't know. I think at that point, I'll probably get my real estate license again.
Every time Andrew's like, what am I going to do? He always goes, I guess I could always get back into real estate.
Yeah. It's like my even then I was like, wait, I only made money like 1 month.
But now you have more connections. So
I guess. I don't know. I think it's just like, I think it calms me thinking that I have a backup plan. They always say, don't have a backup plan. No matter what you do, if you go for it, don't ever have a plan B. And I'm like, Jesus, the pressure that puts on you, it's crazy. But then that's the only way you succeed. Oh, God, I'm so sick of these fucking, I got to get off all the socials.
Like David Goggins type?
Oh, everyone's a Goggins. Everyone's telling you how to live and how much money they make on fucking Instagram and TikTok. Every single time I open it, it's either a comedian that's telling a joke, which I don't know. It's almost worse. I think it's almost worse hearing positive affirmations than like seeing someone get knocked out. I don't know where I'm at now, where it's just like every single post is like, oh, you know how here's 5 things that you can do to better your life. Number 1, have a rich dad. Number 2, kill him. Number 3, drive his Ferrari. Number 4, talk to a therapist. And number 5, subscribe to my newsletter for only $9.99 a month. And there's no newsletter. It's all a lie. Everything's a lie. You got to figure out this chair, Brenna.
Shut up. Just keep talking. Shut up.
I can't talk.
You're thinking too much about it.
No, because you're on the chair and then you're not responding.
It's new. I'm trying to get comfortable. My hips hurt from hiking. They do. I couldn't sleep on my side last night because my fucking hips. And then I have this new hard pillow that's supposed to be for, you know, neck supports or side sleepers. And it's so hard that it hurts my head.
This is the pillow that I bought. So I had a bad neck. I purchased a pillow that is for a bad neck where you're a side sleeper, you sleep on your stomach. Quickly, Brenna stole it. She stole it every fourth night. And then she was like, just get me the pillow for months. And I finally get it. And within a week, there's something wrong with it.
Well, I think yours is more broken in.
I told you could have mine and I would take the new one. And okay. You didn't want the new one.
Well, now I want it. I want yours now.
You're impossible.
Dude, you fucking love it. Andrew this morning was feeding me while I was blow drying my hair. And he was like, you're such a diva. And I was like, you do this to me.
Maybe
I didn't ask you to feed me.
Yeah. Maybe I'm trying to trick you.
I think you like it. I think you don't know it, but you like to have something to take care of.
No, I think like I do poor things for you and I call you a diva. So then it's like, it's not like a rich thing. Like, oh, I'm just putting chicken and hummus and putting it in your mouth and then calling you a diva. So you think like,
oh, so you're trying to condition me?
Yeah, I'm conditioning you. I'm brainwashing you for sure.
Last night, Andrew's sister-in-law texted us saying that Andrew's nephew asked her and said, is Brenna Andrew's mom?
Jesus, Mel. Holy shit. Come on, the listeners hate that.
I know, I'm sorry.
Honestly, though, no, it was really only the first one, and it was a doozy. No, that was great. That was a snort and a half, though.
Wow. It's allergy season, baby.
Yeah.
Dude.
But
yeah.
Wouldn't you think opposite?
What? Oh, yeah, that I was her dad.
Right,
yeah.
That's why it's. I mean, maybe he kind of recognized that you needed some help. Anyways, I said, he's actually my dad.
It would be amazing if Sid already knew sarcasm at 3. Yeah. He probably does. These kids are like AI. My brother's kids are AI. They like know everything already.
Yeah, and they're so good looking.
God.
They really are like.
We need to have a kid, and hopefully it could be really ugly.
Why do you want an ugly kid?
We need an ugly. We have too many good-looking nephews and nieces.
No, I want a sexy kid.
Kid's going to be all freaking.
It would be so awkward if you have an ugly kid because everybody has to tell you your kid's cute, even though we all know it's not.
Yeah, I wonder if parents,
it's like when
they
somebody's
get
like, I'm fat, and they're fat, and then you're like, you're not fat.
Yeah. Sometimes you'll see a baby, and its head is just enormous. And it has little beady eyes, and it already has like a mustache for some reason. And you got to be like, oh, it's so cute. But the parents, I wonder if parents, when they have an ugly kid, is like, look, we know it.
They've got to know. It's like when you have an ugly dog. You know your dog's ugly, but you love it anyway. And it's cute to you because you love it so much.
Yeah.
But they know objectively their kid is not good looking.
The problem is, once you say you have an ugly kid, you're saying you're ugly.
No.
But I'm telling you, that's why parents don't want to say their kid's ugly, because then that's their genes.
Interesting.
I think. I don't know. I wonder how honest they are later. Or if your kid is like really dumb. It's got to be tough.
Like mentally impaired?
No, not like that kind of dumb. I mean, that's like a, no, like condition. Just dumb. Like a C student who doesn't try hard, no matter how much you try to help them. Maybe it's even worse if they have some potential and they don't reach it. God, being a parent sucks.
Dude, it's like giving your kid everything that they could have wanted in life and then they end up like a drug addict.
Yeah.
Ha. Ugh.
They're just so average. I'd either want like a really, really dumb or brilliant. Like, I don't want like a just run-in-the-mill, boring-ass kid who doesn't even play one sport and he's into like, I don't know. I guess maybe I'd get into whatever he's into or she. Like, I don't know. I could
what
see
if
them.
They your kid was into shopping?
I know. Or like Dungeons and Dragons or something.
Dude, what if we had to have D&C nights or D&D?
What are the top five weirdest things your kid could have?
Top five?
Dungeons and Dragons is just something that with my brain, I don't get it.
Oh, anime.
Anime.
If my kid's into anime.
Pokemon. I'm sorry. I wish I could.
Oh, I think Pokemon's sweet. All right,
so you could do that. I don't even know. Really. Any kind of like engineering.
Well, no. I think if I had like a theater kid, I'd probably be kind of embarrassed of them.
It'd have to be really good.
Yeah.
You're literally like marrying. A creative person.
No, but there's something about being a theater kid where it's like embarrassing.
Yeah. Yeah. It's
I can say that because I was in plays growing up.
Yeah. And it's always performative. Anything like if our kid is like overdoes it all the time, I'm going to be like,
stop it.
Look, mom and dad are the star. Calm down.
And then we've got one more. I think just like, I hope I don't have an emo kid.
Yeah, no. Or but even on the opposite end, like into NASCAR, I couldn't relate to him. I'd be like, what are you doing?
I mean, at least that's a sport.
Yeah.
You know?
I know, but like,
I could see you getting into NASCAR. What do you mean? No, I don't you like go that. Into the races and eating hot dogs and just wearing like one of those NASCAR jackets. Yeah. I could totally see that for you.
Maybe I'm into that.
With a mustache.
Yeah, I guess.
And then you have like a little kid with a matching jacket. You would fucking love that, dude.
Yeah, that would be pretty sick. Yeah. Actually. Yeah.
Dude, we saw this guy on the beach yesterday and he had his kid with him and they were just laying there. It was just cute. It was like two boys just hanging out, a father and a son, and Andrew was like, "Look how cute they are. They're best buddies."
It was one of those things from far away. You're like, that is the most. And the father was like all tatted up. You could tell he's like in a band or he's a trust fund kid. I don't know. One or the other. You can't really tell. But and then his son is wearing like jeans. Like his son looked cool, too.
Yeah, he was a cool kid. He had long hair.
He looked like a little Mick Jagger.
Yeah.
And he was like get close with his dad. Like rolling, like almost laying on his dad the whole time, and then you look even closer, and his dad is on his phone, and the kid's on an iPad the whole time, at the beach, like overlooking the ocean,
right?
And you're like, oh,
see, to me, I'm just like, I hope that's never. I would go out and look at the rocks with my kid or something.
Yeah, you're supposed to, but probably that's like the 50th day in a row they're at the beach together.
Right. You don't know what anybody's going through.
Yeah. I don't know. It'd be interesting if they were just looking at beaches on their phone. I think we're pretty good about once we're out in nature to be off our phone.
Yeah, we are.
But yeah, I went golfing the other day. Brenna never goes golfing with me. Never. Like, she hates it, but there's a tiki bar there, so I try to sell her on the tiki bar.
Every time.
Yeah. I'm like, look, you could get fucked up, and you could swing, you know, four times. And Brenna actually has a good golf swing. She just, anytime I try to help at all, I'm the devil.
Oh, you know, it's just, you're putting your dadism on me. It's just a lot.
You're my mom. Ask Sid. So, yes, I don't feel like I'm that guy that's like, do it like, this is how you do it. Am I? I feel like I'm like very.
Listen, it's all about delivery, but sometimes I just don't think, like, I just don't care.
So anyway, so I go and I play 18 holes. Brenna goes shopping and I play with these random guys I just signed up and I'm playing decent. I hit very few bad. I didn't score great, but whatever. But off the tee, I was great. And then I hit one okay. And I was like, let me hit a second one. I was on the 13th hole out in the middle of nowhere. Like there was no, like far away from the parking lot. Like almost a mile away from where Brenna would be at the tiki bar. And I go, you know what? Let me hit a second one just to feel better and get close. It was a par three. And I hit it and I chunked the shit out of it and it goes like 30 feet. And it was by far the worst shot of the day.
Embarrassing.
And I turn around and Brenna is just standing there. Like, I go, how did you find me? She's like, I got your location. And I was like, oh my God.
I was like chasing him through the fucking golf course. Because I would set your location and bring me to Andrew's location, but then you were moving, so I had to refresh it every once in a while. It took me so long to get there.
Dude. And then it made me think, like, was that even you? I thought you were a ghost of like my shitty golf.
He did turn around and I was just standing there.
Hi there. You're like old Greg.
Well, I didn't know he was golfing 18 holes and I thought it was just 9. So I went to like Venice and I was walking around. You know, we have one car, so
just shows how long golf is.
Yeah, you were gone. Oh my God. I tried some clothes on, didn't like them. I went to Erewhon to go to the bathroom and I got a green juice and then I went back and I kept walking. I walked another mile, went back to Erewhon, got some food because I was like, man, I texted Andrew. I said, what hole are you on? He said, 10. I was like, wait.
Dude,
what?
Golf is so long.
18.
Guys do it so much to not hang out with their wife or kids. They just go forever. It's literally 5 hours of peace.
I mean, I like when you go, but I don't like when I don't know when you're coming home. Because sometimes you'll say, I'm going to the driving range, oh, and then he comes back 12 hours later. I don't love that. Like, I'm like, oh, he's going to come back. We can do this or whatever. And you're like, oh, I'll be home at 8:30 at night. But, yeah. I hung out with you guys for a few holes, and then I walked back to the tiki bar and got a glass of wine and waited for your ass. It was actually really enjoyable. I love going to the driving range and just watching people.
You mean dudes hitting on you. All right, we'll be back with snooze.
Mm-hmm. That too.
And we're back. If you're a single girl and you're like, where should I go to meet dudes? Like, I can't meet anyone in person. Put on something cute. Get a fucking one driver or a golf club and go to the driving range. It is a fucking meat market.
Yeah, but that's like kind of a specific type of guy there.
I mean, it's a guy that could at least afford golf clubs.
Yeah, yeah.
Could be worse. He has a hobby.
You can kind of learn a lot about watching a guy.
He probably
golf
has a job.
If you think about that too. Like, does he get frustrated when he's not hitting the ball right? Is he recording his swing? Is he getting lessons? Is he already really good? Is he dressed up? What's he wearing? A hoodie?
Yeah.
Or is he wearing like a polo? Is he drinking? That's a great way to observe a man, actually.
And you have if it's a public driving range, you have no competition. It's one thing you're at a nice country club. I get it. The women play golf. They play tennis. They dress hot. They look hot for maybe the other husbands. Maybe everyone's swinging, having a good time. But a public...
It's like an adult high school.
Yeah. But like a nice public driving range, if you're a single girl, and just go with a girlfriend. I mean, it's crazy.
I can't wait until we can be a part of a country club.
I mean, you better... Don't hold your breath.
We'll get there. I will.
Yeah, you'll get on.
I will be there.
I keep telling you, find an old sugar daddy and I'll just be your fun little boy toy on the side. It'll be great.
Do you mean that?
No. I'm not fun.
Dude, you'd be so pissed if I joined a country club with an old man and went golfing with him.
Oh, that'd make me more angry than if you were blowing him. Honestly, if you went to like, if you became a member at like Riviera, which is like the nicest country club in LA, I would fucking murder you. You could blow them all you want, but if you're like, yeah, I got 18 in. Oh my God. I got a new set of irons.
Dude, and I got so good. And I was good.
Yeah, you made the fucking tour because he supported you. It's like, I don't know. Once I got my like free Lexus, I could just concentrate on golf. Dude, I would fucking kill you.
Oh gosh.
No, you're at the tiki bar at the public driving range.
Yeah, that's where I belong.
Paying for your own drinks.
That's where I belong.
Cause that's what you like. Cause you're a diva. That's what divas get. Condition you.
Shut the fuck
People up. Are gonna be like, no, seriously, he's fucked up, dude. She could do so much better. Someone just said you were 16, so
that was really sweet of them.
That was nice.
Wanted them to hit on you.
I don't see where he's at golf membership wise. I mean, if they could get us both,
dude,
sponsor us both, and we could just live in their guest house, I wouldn't mind that. I'd be someone's bitch. Anyhow, what do we got in snooze?
Snooze, yay. A dream cruise vacation turned into a nightmare for 8 passengers last Wednesday when their private tour went an hour over the all-aboard time of their cruise, leaving them stranded on an African island. After 4 days, the guests made arrangements to rejoin the Norwegian cruise liner in Gambia, but due to bad weather conditions, they had to replan to get to the next stop in Senegal. A guest said they traveled through 7 countries in 48 hours to arrive in Senegal on Monday night to make it to the all aboard time the next morning.
That's what you get. That's what you
Wait,
get.
Wait, I'm so confused. So they went.
They stopped. You know how cruises stop places?
Yeah.
So they stopped at a place and they didn't make the boarding time to get back on the ship. And so they were stranded on an African island for 4 days.
And then it just
tried to meet them, missed that, and then had to travel more for 2 days.
And then became like an episode of Survivor.
Yeah.
Yeah. And they probably didn't have their luggage. Oh my God.
Dude, that's a story for them forever. I can only imagine the complaining that was going on. Who, what, how many people was it?
There were 8.
Was it a whole family?
There was a couple. There was a group of 3. There was one woman who wasn't on the tour, but she, there was one woman who had to, like, went to the hospital and didn't make it back in time on the boat. Like, a bunch of different situations, but mostly that excursion.
Yeah, I mean, I don't know what I would do in that situation. I would just fly home. I wouldn't, like, it's so weird to be like, I got to get back to the cruise ship. It's like, all right, I'm just going back. Just, and then I'll fucking sue them or charge them. You know what I mean? It's so funny that they were trying their damnedest to get back to just the boat. Like, we're going to go through 8 countries and risk our lives and fucking just fight off fucking, I don't know.
Yeah, but their shit was probably on there. Yeah. I mean, they probably had passports, obviously.
Yeah, they left the
people. Dude, we were in the Bahamas.
Kept the passports.
I went, like, went to the Bahamas with Rusty, and everyone went back on the boat, and they left, and they took our passport. So we didn't have a passport anymore.
Why?
They didn't realize it. They didn't realize our shit was on there. Was on the.
So how did you get home?
So we had to wait for them to send back our passport. I mean, it wasn't like a tale as much as that, like where we had to go to 8 different islands to get home. But yeah, we were stranded without it for a second there. I was like, oh, I guess we're not American anymore. We kind of handled it pretty well, though.
Yeah, you guys probably didn't really think about it too hard.
No, we really didn't at all. Oh, man. And then we thought, yeah, and they left Rusty's brother, too. And we didn't know where he was. And we just found him on a boat, passed out.
Wait, what?
Yeah, he was just passed out in the freaking bottom of the boat. I'm just moving this.
Yeah, it's just like annoying me. Okay, that's
there. You happy? Jesus Christ. I can't handle it.
The rage.
The OCD.
Everybody can see his fucking rage. His fucking.
Yeah, I took her down. I can't handle it. She's going crazy over there, over exactly how the chair should be.
In the bushes.
Now she's in the bushes. That's what she wants. There. You happy? Fine. We'll go laying down. Next story.
Sorry.
You diva. You're such a diva, dude.
Me wanna hang in a bush. I'm such a diva.
Dude, you want to be in a bush getting fed hummus like a diva. This podcast has been weird.
Dude, we are too comfortable. Yeah. We are way too comfortable.
Honestly.
If anything, we've become less professional.
Yeah, but I mean, a podcast shouldn't be what do we put a suit on and carry a briefcase?
Dude, you literally wanted to fucking start a podcast where you wore a Ralph Lauren suit and interviewed people.
Yeah, with a desk.
Yeah, what are you talking about?
That was days ago. All right, what's the next story?
Okay. Days after she announced her separation from husband Ryan Scott Anderson, Gypsy Rose Blanchard was spotted getting matching tattoos with her ex-fiancé, Ken Urker. At a Los Angeles tattoo parlor, the two got matching husky dogs inked opposite arms so that they face each other. Ken's mom said they are not back together. Ken is just being a supportive friend to her, and that's it. How would you guys react if you broke off your engagement or marriage, and then a week later, the other one got matching tats with their ex?
Wait. Is this the ex that killed her mom?
No, a different ex.
Okay. Wow, she's got a lot. She's got more exes than me, and she spent her fucking youth in prison.
She got fan mail in jail.
Yeah, holy shit.
Dude, I fucking love this story because people are like, can you believe she did that? She killed her mom.
Yeah, she's like, a murderer, guys. She's literally a murderer.
Can you believe she got matching tattoos? She killed her mom.
Can you believe she killed her mom?
Yeah, can you believe she killed her mom? Also, yeah. She got matching tattoos. Also, can you believe she killed her mom? Yes, I believe that the guy's lucky he didn't get killed. And somehow it wouldn't be her fault because she had asthma when she was 12.
Why did her and her what's his face break up already?
Probably because fucking she's crazy because she killed her mom. What are we talking about here? She had her fucking 3 seconds of fame. She loved saying that this guy fucked good. And then she realized when the high was done that she was just left with this guy that married her while she was in jail. He couldn't be that big of a catch either. Like, can you imagine? You know what I mean? Like, oh, imagine this is me. You go to jail for killing your mom. You go to jail and I write you letters every week. Hey, baby.
Dude, I would love that. You ever obsessed with me?
Call you a diva for being in there, getting all free spam sandwiches. Look at you, you diva. Anyhow, yeah, dude, it's so funny that like we are expecting this girl to like stay with this guy for, oh, I'm surprised. Nothing surprises me.
How would you feel that if we did break up and I went with an ex and like got a matching tattoo with them?
Is it of Tiger Woods? Is it a golfer? I don't know. I don't care. I wouldn't give a shit. I mean, that wouldn't piss me off. I don't think. I'd probably kill your mom. Yeah, it's like I never knew your ex. I think it's different when you never know the ex. If I was buddies with the ex, it would probably fuck me up.
Interesting.
What about you?
If you went and got matching tattoos with your ex, I would literally be like, good riddance. Yeah. Like, what a fucking weirdo. Like, who does that? I don't want to be with you anyways.
Whenever we do these scenarios, Brenna, like...
I get mad.
Yeah, Brenna gets mad.
Because
like,
you're my ex in my head, because I can really put myself there. And I'm like, if you're my ex, I don't like you. I don't want to be friends with you. I think you're disgusting. I can't believe I ever fucked you. And... that's that. Like, that's it.
This is how you keep me with you, because you scare me so much.
Dude, because once I'm, ew. All
right.
Let your ex be an ex, people.
Also, I wish some of those cruise people got murdered.
Yeah,
that
they
would be a story.
Yeah, I know. I just wish, I don't know. I just wish they got kidnapped. And then, like, I don't know, it's just...
Why would you wish that on somebody?
It would have been a better story.
It would have gotten a good movie in 10 years.
Yeah, I'm the captain now. Okay, what's next?
All right, our last news story. This one's a little silly. An animal sanctuary in Rhode Island threw a birthday party to celebrate an unusual milestone. A rescued duck turned 17 years old. The birthday party was held Monday for Erna, a crested Peking duck rescued in 2007. Crested Peking ducks typically live about 12 years, so this was a huge deal for Erna. Wendy Taylor, founder of the West Place Animal Sanctuary, said, "She's an incredibly special duck. Her maternal instincts have not only saved lives, but also enriched the lives of both humans and animals alike."
Is it Peking or Peking?
Maybe it's Peking.
Peking duck. Right, and
then I don't know. I tried not to say it like a Chinese menu.
I know, and all I could think of is a Chinese menu because you were saying it bad,
or because you're hungry.
Yeah, maybe I'm just hungry. So what's the story here, Mel? That this duck turned 17?
Yeah, and duck. This kind of duck usually it was rescued, so something was wrong with it originally.
Now, this might be worse than your Yukon story. Wait, I mean,
so
what?
A duck lived to 17,
dude.
Mel. You heard it
really
here.
Really hard time with this news this week.
Mel, there's like 50 things in the news right now. and you just picked a duck that lived a little longer in Rhode Island?
What about we saw, oh my God, you guys, the best the fucking hell? Thing, the best thing of my
life. Snooze.
Snooze is right.
Dude, guys out there, I know it's hard to drive right now because you're thinking this duck lived 5 years longer than average. Oh, I'll tell you what pissed me off. You want to hear my snooze?
Ugh, what?
Miss Peaches.
God.
Oh,
dude.
Fuck Miss Peaches.
I agree. Fucking.
What?
I'm going to sit up for this.
Hello.
I'm going to lay Dave back. Portnoy. I'm so sick of hearing about fucking Miss Peaches from Andrew.
Dave Portnoy fucking had Miss Peaches on his private jet. And she goes, oh, Miss Peaches is coming on a business trip and takes her on a private jet. And every fucking comment is, oh, I wish I was Miss Peaches.
Ew.
Dude, he fucking is just showing his wealth through this fucking dog. I don't even think he talks to the dog once the camera's off. It fucking really pissed me off. Not only is he showing his house, he's showing the goddamn PJ. Maybe I'm just jealous of the money, but
I don't think you're jealous.
I'm not either.
Think
I just see
hate
through it.
This type of person.
Yeah. Oh, here I'm bringing Miss Peaches on a jet. Here's Miss Peaches wearing a Rolex. Here's Miss Peaches driving my Rolls Royce. Here's Miss.
Dude.
Here's Miss Peaches eating a lobster.
I wouldn't be surprised if Miss Peaches comes out in a few years and says Dave Portnoy put his penis inside of her. Like at this point.
Dude, I married Miss Peaches. Yeah, he just
Miss Peaches is having my children.
I went down on Miss Peaches. This could be you. Fucking, what a fucking loser.
Yeah.
Oh,
well,
man.
He's gross looking.
People okay. Like, he just talks like this. If I talk like this, people would be like, wait, Andrew really tells it like it is. You gotta talk like that, you know?
And then he goes, Miss Peaches. And everyone's like, whoa, he's so
sensitive.
He's so sensitive and rich. What a loser. Anyhow, it's a good thing they're doing, though, for the dog community. All right, what else? What we got? Oh, that's it.
That was news.
Oh, boy.
All right. We asked you guys about one-night stands.
Oh, I was going to play a game.
Oh, shit.
Oh, my God. Oh. Let's play a game.
Yeah, let's play a game. Okay, my bad.
Well, it is a game. It's like one of those card games, like Never Have I Ever, one of those. It's called Bad Choices. I was shuffling through the deck of cards to see which one would be good ones. So, I have 7 questions for you. Have you ever had a drink thrown in your face?
Yeah. Not on my face, on my shirt. And it actually was spit on me from the guy's mouth. Ew. In college at a fraternity party. And then it was like a rival fraternity and they were like across the street. And the guy came over to ours to start trouble because this guy he was like showing around was like a gold glove boxer apparently. And he was trying to be tough. And so he was staring at me because I was wearing some dickhead outfit probably. And he fucking just took it and just spit it all over me. And then I was like, oh, well, now I have to fight. You can't get spit on. And I fought the guy and we ended up in a puddle, like a foot deep puddle. And I was just freaking hammering him. In front of everyone.
Good.
It was unbelievable. I'm lucky he didn't drown, but it was crazy.
Did you win?
Yeah, I won the fight.
Good.
Yeah, it was pretty awesome. Anyhow.
Dude, getting spit on is so disrespectful. It's so disrespectful.
What about a drink poured on you?
Never.
Someone poured a drink on my buddy's head in New Orleans again, and it was a girl, and he poured a drink back on her head.
Yeah.
And then they got kicked out of the bar, and then we got arrested. That was the night I went to jail. Because, yeah, that was crazy. Like, 8 cops rolled up on us.
Why did she pour a drink?
Initially, mm-hmm. I think he called her a bitch. Or he's like...
Dude, yeah.
But it was like... Yeah, I don't know. It's one of those drunken, fucking ridiculous
dude,
things.
If somebody calls me a bitch, I kind of like it. I'm like, I want you to think I'm bitchy a little bit.
Yeah.
You know, like, good. I don't want you to be like, she's such a sweetheart. Like, I don't know.
Yeah,
you know what
I feel you.
Like, don't take advantage of me.
Yeah.
She can be a bitch, you know?
And then, yeah, it was crazy.
I don't know.
I spent a day
if a guy thinks I'm a bitch... Yeah, I am a bitch to you.
Yeah, bitch.
You probably deserved it.
You're being a little bitch by calling me a bitch. Bitch?
Yeah. But I like to be kind. Just not to people who deserve it. Or don't deserve it.
Yeah, it's a move that will turn into a fight. Okay, what's next?
All right. If your partner wanted to have sex with you with full clown makeup on, would you be down?
Yes.
Time out. Who's wearing the makeup?
It doesn't specify. Dude. It's just your partner. So you got Brenna.
That would be so funny.
No, dude, if I'm fucking you and making fucking animal balloons.
We would have so much fun.
It would be sick. Yeah.
Yeah, it'd be silly.
You've put makeup on me before and I think it turned you on a little bit.
It turned me on that you let me do it.
Yeah. Fool clown is a whole nother story. I mean, if we're talking with like a little horn.
Red nose.
Yeah. Eight of you get out of one little car.
Yeah. I wonder if like, you know, like role playing, if you can make a clown sexy. Like how would you make like being a clown sexy?
Make them rich like, with Miss Peaches.
I'd have like little red noses on my nipples and then like one of those like colorful tennis, like a colorful tennis skirt. And yeah. then just like crazy makeup. That would be sexy, I guess.
That'd be hot.
Yeah. Just basically being naked. That'd be hot.
It's like any Halloween outfit where you're like, I'm a sexy nurse. I'm a sexy
Dude,
clown.
We should try to make sexy clown happen this Halloween.
No, it'd be more of a challenge if you wore the fucking big old clown pants and you had like
I'll just have cutouts on the ass, on the ass cheeks or something.
No, it can't be sexy at all. Full clown, like smelling like a gypsy clown. And then you have a little flower that squirts.
And then I have like halitosis. And I'm like, you want to have sex?
You want to have sex in the back of my truck?
Oh, God.
Yeah, I do. Maybe it'll turn me on. Maybe I'm into that. Maybe if I can. Yeah, the clown life. I mean, I'm essentially a clown without makeup.
Yeah.
Pathetic. All right, what's next?
Have you ever tried to hack into someone's social media account?
Yes.
She did it today. She fucking knows my password.
Dude, I think I've hacked into every boyfriend I've had his social media account. Actually, no, that's not true. But sometimes you gotta go in there. Oh,
that is just troublesome. I don't like that.
They deserved it.
Have I ever hacked into it? No, I don't think I have. I think I've looked at emails where it was already open.
So my email?
No, I don't think I've ever... I don't remember seeing your email.
Are you lying?
I don't know.
You're fucking lying.
No,
bro.
I'm not. I'm just trying to remember. I really don't remember. Where's Mango?
He's fine. He's fine. He's just being a cat.
Is he
over
okay
there.
To be right
yeah,
there?
Yeah, he's fine.
Okay. All right, next question. If you were married, so in November, would you allow someone to have sex with your spouse for $50,000?
In clown.
It's a bonus.
If you're wearing clown makeup and you have sex with Brenna, you could give me $20. It'll be hilarious. That would be if I walked in and you were fucking a full clown, I'd be like, honk honk.
I guess, I mean, I would consider it for $50,000.
Yeah.
Because if here, how about this? We both have to do it, then we get $100,000.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
I guess I wonder who it depends on who it is. If it's just a random clown, then like, yeah.
50,000 isn't enough. It just isn't.
Oh.
52,000.
What do you think? Yes or no?
I mean, no, because I would.
You would just see it for the rest of our lives.
You don't have to watch it. You just know it happened, I guess.
It's like an open relationship, except you get paid.
Just, would you allow your partner?
It'd be almost worse if I was like, yeah, I could do that, dude. Like,
oh, yeah, for sure.
Yeah. No shit. Yeah,
I don't know. I think I want the $50,000, but I just think.
Yeah, who gets the $50,000? The person that cheats or the person
well,
that.
Well, we're married. We're married.
So you split it.
Yeah. It's
all right.
Our money.
So it'd be, I think, $1,000,000.
Oh, wow. That's kind of sweet.
I feel like $1,000,000, we could forget about it pretty quick.
$1,000,000, we can take some of that, and I don't know.
I'd have to pick the guy too. It can't be like Robert Redford in that movie. Like, you can't be like a hot guy. It literally would have to be.
I can't fuck a disgusting guy.
It'd have to be something in the middle. Just an average Joe.
It's your average Joe.
Yeah, just a guy. Just a fucking guy.
Dude, what?
Just a regular dude.
$1,000,000.
One of your
creepy friends is going to be like, hey, man. yeah.
Yeah. I just get you to try. I try to keep the million, and I get you to bang them for free. You diva. I'm like, dude, isn't John cute? At our wedding, I'm like, dude, go talk to John. It's like, this is our wedding. Yeah, he's cool though.
Oh God.
He's cool. Go talk to him in the bathroom. It's like,
that's and, rape, Andrew. That is like literally, that's like 13 Reasons Why.
True. All right, what's next?
Have you ever thought that you would make a really good gangster?
Yeah.
Really? I could see you being like a mob boss's
see,
wife. Or
like
something.
I could see if I leaned into my Latina ways, I could see that for me.
For sure.
Yeah.
I don't think you. I could see you running the books and like, you know, being heartless, but not killing someone.
Thank you.
I don't think you could kill someone.
Yeah, that'd be a lot.
How would you murder someone as a mob boss?
A gun.
Straight gun.
Just gun.
Yeah.
I couldn't be looking at them, probably.
You think you get rid of a body?
No fucking way. No way.
If you're the boss,
yeah,
you can get one of your.
Yeah, maybe she's not the boss, though. She's a gangster, though. You got to bury the hole.
Dude, between me saying that I could maybe murder somebody and we'll vote for Trump. It's
yeah, first of all, by the way, she's not doing that.
Yeah.
Obviously. There were a few messages.
It's not obvious because I literally said yeah. I'm joking and it still is not obvious to some people. If I'm being honest, I'm probably not going to vote at all because
no. Try not.
Because
Renna just wants to sabotage this pod, so then
no.
I let her have sex with someone for $1 million.
I'm just saying, like, guy, everybody needs to relax. If you're taking anything from this podcast seriously, it's just like you're just, it's wrong. It's wrong.
Yeah, if you give a shit about the Ducks,
yeah,
fuck you.
Like, it's just too much. I can't handle the people fighting and having terrible things to say. Just shut the fuck up.
Probably get rid of this part too. Let's be honest here.
All the Trumpies been real quiet ever since Brenna stood up.
No, they were loud.
No, not the Trumpies.
No.
All right, next thing.
Here's my question to lead us into the next section. Have you ever had a one night stand?
Oh God.
Oh my God.
None that I can remember. Actually, I don't know.
I didn't think this was a good topic idea. Well, it is a good topic idea, but not for you guys.
Yeah.
I
don't care. I don't care.
Well, one night stand, we could talk about things in general where we don't
have
to.
You don't have to tell your own stories.
One time I had this one night stand.
Go ahead.
No, one time I tried to have a one night stand. Actually, wait. Andrew's not going to like this story. Never mind. Because it's. Never mind.
What?
His penis wouldn't fit.
Cut. That's a wrap. We're done here, folks.
This is why we need you to send in voicemails. Because you let us talk for too long.
So we didn't have sex. Just so you know. We really didn't. I actually kicked him out because I was like, I don't want to do this anymore. It's giving chode.
All right. Thanks for listening, guys. You want to do a
skincare tip?
Yeah.
Wait, really?
Yeah.
Are you upset?
No. It's.
Oh, sorry.
Fucking a bit, dude. Obviously, I'm upset.
Okay, well.
Obviously, I'm upset.
Wait.
About a guy's dick being too big for your pussy. Sorry.
Okay, well. Wait, so last week I talked about SLS and cleansers. sodium lauryl sulfate. So I wanted to follow it up with my favorite cleanser that I recommend to everybody. It's great for all skin types. It's vegan, and it has marine peptides or marine proteins in it. And they help boost your hydration and collagen levels. And then it's super high in antioxidants, so it helps to prevent free radical damage by absorbing pollution particles before they penetrate the skin. And my favorite thing about this cleanser is that it has chamomile and ginger in it. So chamomile and ginger really help relieve redness caused by, like, dryness. So it's called the Gentle Hydrating Cleanser by Dr. Loretta. And this is on the back of the bottle, but my favorite tip, too, is that you can emulsify it and massage it into your skin for a minute and then actually leave it on the skin for about 3 minutes to really let that chamomile and ginger help relieve any redness that you're having. So anyways, that's that. All right. Everybody have a great week, and we will see you next week.
Whatever.
Bye. Puddles, puddles, puddles.
Everybody now puddles, puddles. Everybody get up because you get down and then everyone will come over here.